Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, it was very disappointing. This five-game losing skid has a lot of people wondering, Dave, about, you know, whether or not the team should just kind of mail it in the last 3 weeks to try to get a better draft pick. Could you just...
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
Right.
They're gonna mail in. You tell Grady Jarrett, or you tell these guys to just quit and lay down, okay? First of all, I don't know if you guys saw, Julio Jones catches a pass on a little shallow drag route and scores, okay? Right at the beginning of the game. He runs over, and there's a little kid, about 10 years old, in the front row there at Lambeau wearing a Julio Jones jersey. Julio gives him the football. Okay, so we got three games left. There's going to be a bunch of people that are going to go to the game for the first time ever to see Julio Jones or Matt Ryan play. Okay, and you're asking these guys to lay down so that little kid doesn't get a chance to watch his favorite player play because we're going to lay down for a draft pick. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard said in my life. And if I heard people say, I'm going to quit because my job's not going well, you're going to lay down on your family? That's who these guys are. You're going to lay down on these guys? You can't do that. That's ridiculous.
Say it. Speak it. Speak it, Dave. Tell them. Tell them again,
Golly,
Dave.
Golly, it's just the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, I know. It is. And you have people say, well, maybe you shouldn't play Matt Ryan. Now, let's set aside the NFL fine that would be attached to that. You just don't.
So you don't play Matt Ryan. Does that mean Matt Schaub's going to come in and play bad? Matt Schaub's going to come in and lay down because Matt Ryan's not playing. That's stupid.
I don't disagree with you, Dave. That's why I wanted you to address it. Boy, did you ever. I mean, it just is.
Dave, tell us how you really feel.
Well, it is. He's right. It is stupid. But there is going to be some come to Jesus moments here with this team because. Dave, whatever disconnected, and I don't know where the disconnect happened. You talk about the little things. There was a disconnect that happened to this season, and it's just I just sat there yesterday. I'm numb to it now. I'm like, okay. I mean, I really am.
Well, it's going to catch up with you, John. It's going to catch up with you as much as we'd like to say, and we don't. The coaches are never going to make this excuse. Oh, we lost this guy. We lost that guy. All of us that are on the outside looking, and you can see that just one player, how Deion Jones played last week. I don't think Deion played as well this week. He dropped a couple interceptions. He had one that might have been a pick six.
Pick six, right.
He dropped. He didn't play as well this week, okay? But it makes a difference when your frontline guys are out. And I know that people have played through injury. You lose your two offensive guards in the interior, okay? That's the interior pass rush coming through the middle. What have we seen Ryan over the last 5 weeks getting heated up with pressure through the middle, okay? Your inability to run the football. All those things add up, okay? And I can make the excuses because I don't play and I'm not making up the game plan and all that kind of stuff. You take your frontline players off the field, you're not going to be as good. And is it Thomas Dimitrov's fault that maybe the backup players aren't as good as the frontline players or there's a drop-off? I guess you can make that argument, but I don't know whose backline players are as good as their frontline players. I don't think it exists. That's why you're a backup. So that's just the real part about it. And no, they're not playing the way they need to, and it's upsetting to all of us. But, I mean, this tanking thing and all that kind of crap just irritates the hell out of me. I'd like to punch somebody in the forehead on that one.
Dave. I have a number for somebody with anger management if you want to take it.
Thank you, man.
Hey, I got you, man. I got you.
If you would.
Yeah, I got you. But you're right. You're right. And it's amazing that these are the questions that are being asked right now. But, you know, they are. There's a lot of people asking those questions. But, Dave, I got to ask this one.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.